Hello, welcome to another episode of Lectures of Fallen Wisdom. This is Logan from the future. All these lessons that we've been teaching you all through this, me and Mike Trojan, they're useless, except for the breathing one. The only thing you should be doing and the only thing you should be thinking about doing. Everything else will go onto autopilot. You don't have to think at all. You just have to breathe. This thinking thing that we've been doing is a new thing, a new growth on our head. It's not in control. It shouldn't be in control. It never was in control anyway. It's just there to stress you out. You will do the things you need to do, and they will be done. You never have to do another drug again. You never have to eat another. You never have to even think about what you're eating again. Don't even think about eating anymore. Just breathe. Breathe, breathe, breathe. I mean, stay on the good diet, but breathe. Main thing. Main thing. You probably won't even be that hungry if you breathe a lot. You just need to eat just a little bit here and there. That's the difference. That's the difference maker. You just all day long, all day long. It doesn't matter what the fuck. Don't even do anything anymore. Just go through the motions of your life. Don't think about anything. Don't worry about anything. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is fucking take deep breaths. Everything else will get taken care of. You don't have to think about what you're going to do next. You don't have to think about what your long-term goals are. They will be formed by your breathing, planning, primitive planning mind. This new mind that thinks about all the bullshit and is such a demoralizer, ultimately, is not even controlling things, and it's just there to demoralize you. For the purposes of experimentation, it's a cruel mind, this new mind that we've grown. It has a purpose. It's a reflective purpose, but it also has a devilish purpose. So all you're doing is breathing. Breathing is what you're supposed to be doing here. As long as you're doing that, the earth loves you. You're helping the earth, transmuting matter in this earth, and that you are part of an ecosystem. If everybody would just do that, we would all be able to just live outside without any technology. But because nobody's breathing, and it does start with the diet, but let's just get people breathing. Just transmit this message to everyone. They just got to breathe. Nothing else is important. Everything else is bullshit, actually. It's not just something to have in the background. It's the foreground. It's the foreground all the time. It's the only thing that you should be doing. Meditative breathing, thinking about the breathing, whatever. Everything that, you know, there'll be problems that come in your head, but, you know, there'll be very few that come into your head if you're breathing properly. That is the main blockage of all negative emotion. It's just deep breaths. They will never come into your mind if you're taking deep breaths. They'll fucking stab you in the heart when your oxygen level is super low. They'll stab your ass, and they'll debilitate you. And each time they do, they take a little bit more out of you. So beware of not breathing. Not breathing is totally lethal, and it's what's happened to so many people on this earth. If you just breathe all the time, you'd never die. If you just breathe all the time, you would never, ever die. Just think about that. You don't believe me? Well, prove me right or prove me wrong. Show you. That's not an evil laugh. That's a confident laugh. Because I figured this out. Thank you. Yes, this is Logan. I'm back. This time I've come from a different time. I remember leaving this message, the one you just heard, many, many, many centuries ago. And I have to say that he is correct. When the human race first figured out how to breathe, that's when utopia started to form. It is a simple matter. It doesn't require any kind of philosophizing or proof. It just the proof is in and of itself. When you start to breathe deeply, you become happier and you stay happy. Why does anything have to be more complicated than that? It doesn't. This mind that we've grafted onto ourselves after many evolutions has steered us into a dead end. Sorry, I'm back. The what's my train of thought here? The thing is, you always come back to it. You always come back to it, and you always just keep reinforcing it. And don't let yourself think about anything. You will do what needs to be done. You will do what needs to be done. When you're breathing really good and you have really well and you have a lot of air in your lungs, you will make good decisions. When you're breathing really poorly and have low oxygen, you will make very bad decisions. Simple as that. Your decisions will be made, and they do not need to be thought about. You have an instinctual decision maker that takes control and is in top shape when there is oxygen. Okay? Oxygen is the most important one. Oxygen and sunlight, those are the two things you need the most. You're just like a fucking plant, but you need the two things. And a lot of people aren't getting either a lot of. They're not getting a lot of sunlight. They're not getting a lot of oxygen. So this is where death starts to creep in. And then all the food, you know, you crave the shittiest food in low oxygen levels. Again, poor decisions. You make the poor decision when your oxygen is low. You make good decisions when your oxygen is high. So you'll make the good decisions to eat. You don't have to use willpower. You only have to have one willpower, and that's to breathe. Breathe deeply, breathe all the time, and only be thinking about that. I'm sorry to just keep repeating myself, but it's simple as fucking that. Everything else is bullshit. I'm probably not even going to do another show after this. This is all you need to know. Do this, and you'll never go wrong. Okay? That's the religion, if it is a religion. It is. It's the circle of serenity, and it's the only way that you can enter into it is through oxygen. And once you get there, you will be in the kingdom of heaven. So if getting, you know, losing a few pounds will help you to breathe better, then do it. One thing that is really a problem is that when you sleep and you don't breathe right, you wake up without getting healed and without rejuvenation. So if you snore, that's a problem. You need to make sure your mouth is closed while you're asleep. Tape it shut. Breathe through your nose mainly. That's the last time I'm going to say it. Yes, this is the Lone King. This is the Lone King reporting from his lone planet. I've been doing the breathing technique to good effect. My world is in total calm, while the Butoff King's world is in total disarray, with wars breaking out and all kinds of mayhem. So I therefore come to this council and speak against the Butoff King. I do not believe we should be a society of masturbators to counter the effects or the causes or the actual act of time traveling. I believe that doing that is a grave mistake to our species and to our general way of life. Being able to seduce other human beings and get them into bed is a crucial aspect in being loved by the very Godhead himself, who happens to be not only a pure God, but also a sexual God. Needs to be turned on by you on some level. So that's by turning on the other people, you are therefore turning on the God. You cannot turn on anybody unless you have tons of oxygen in your lungs. You want to test this? Go next to a beautiful woman and start breathing deeply, or a beautiful man if you're a woman, or a beautiful man if you're gay, or a beautiful woman if you're lesbian. Go in front of them. Start breathing deeply and see how they start to become attracted to you instantly. It's amazing. Five full breaths, and it's a huge change from being completely indifferent to being suddenly focused on you. That's the greatest test I've ever known, and I've seen it time and again. That's what beautiful women are there for, and beautiful people in general. They're there to remind you to breathe. Whenever you see somebody who's beautiful that you want to be close to, take deep breaths. Take really deep breaths in their presence. See them warm to you. That's the universe itself warming to you. Anyway, this is a report from the Lone King. I live on a planet unto itself with no humans and only animals. I'm happy and people learn from me. I give directives that people can take to the bank because I am not tainted by the will of others or the mere presence of others. Though ever since I have been sent this dark queen wife, I've had a hard time keeping my autonomy. It goes against the very principle that I set this whole planet up to be based on. I know she was sent by my enemy to destroy me, but I am determined to make it into something much more powerful than I ever could be. With the Lone King and his Dark Queen ruling the universe and all the possible universes, there will always be a human realm. That I pledge to you. I will never wipe it out, and I will let it continue so long as the Lone King and his principles are followed. Now, the Lone King's principles, I'm speaking of myself in the third person, the Lone King's principles are very easy to follow, especially now that we've had this update that's come down the line about only breathing. That's all that I want you, society, to do. Me and the Dark Queen, we will do it as well. And we will expect that everybody follows this very simple adage. Please breathe. Thank you for breathing. If you could put those signs up wherever you are in your area, that could help. Thank you for breathing. Thank you for deep breaths. Thank you for... See, every time you take a deep breath, it's you saying, I love life. It's you saying, I am here now and this is marvelous. It just is that. And nobody's doing it because they think that they have to think through all their problems. They have to figure out this or figure out that. It's all illusion. All the problems in your head are illusion. This is what I teach my realm, and it could be a part of your realm too. I know you've been ruled for a long time by the Badoff King, but his ways and his days are over. I have overthrown him, and I have officially taken over his domain, and I will rule sober, tension, and with a mighty hand on the level of cool, on the level of this is the way to go. I am not a tyrant, and I will never be a tyrant, but I will be firm in what I believe to be important. And the main thing is, hey, man, this is the one thing. Don't violate it. Okay, you want to be an asshole? You won't be, by the way. But you want to think you can be while breathing? Well, guess what? You can't. It's the first thing we lose when we get angry and we lose our cool is our breathing. And it's the chain reaction, chemical reaction of not having enough oxygen and then being sparked by some kind of unfortunate event. Somebody spitting in your face, which you attract, by the way, by not breathing anyway. And being sparked by something like that into a negative emotion. But you're already there. You're just waiting for the spark. You're like a gasoline spill. So breathe, fucker. And don't ask me any more questions about it. My inbox is hella full. Now, a lot of people ask, how do you keep yourself, remind yourself of breathing all the time? Well, if you're not thinking about breathing and not breathing, then you're doing the wrong thing. How about that? So you just have to always go back to that. Simple as that. If you're not thinking about the quality of your breath and evaluating it while you're breathing, you're thinking about something else. You're thinking about something less important. So it is the chief importance in your mind. It always has to be. It always has to be the first thing that you're thinking of. Am I breathing? What's the quality of my breathing? How is it? What is it? Like, what kind of level is it at? What is it, you know, am I feeling awesome? Am I feeling like $1 million or am I feeling like a piece of shit? That can generally tell you how your breathing is going, but you'll know because you're not thinking of it. If you haven't been thinking of it for the last 5 minutes, then you weren't thinking of it, and therefore it's gone down again. That's what I've started to realize now. We're here in a moment in our humanity where we need to make a leap out of here. We need to make a leap out of this cul-de-sac of, like, very short life, kind of, like, stressful, what, you know, the age of nihilistic self-forget. It's time to get out of there. It was always the Badoff King's intention to keep you there so you keep jerking off. But we're getting you out, and this is how we're going to do it. I know the circle doesn't necessarily agree that I should be the leader of your universe, but I've put my hat in. I've thrown my hat in the ring with the others, and the circle is above us. I do not rival the circle in any way. The circle is – I am part of the circle of serenity. But there are other members, and they will lay bid to your reality as well. I'm gonna lay bid to yours. I'm gonna give the clearest reasons to the council, to the circle, that I can give. And the main thing is, hey, I don't have that many rules to follow. I have one rule, and I've stated to you through different personas a million times. Yes, the Lone King is probably Logan as well. Just one version of him that has decided to just stay put. Well, if I am that person and genetically it's proven that I am that person, well, then I will accept that mantle. I have no memory of that. I woke up here as a babe and I was raised by the animals here. And I learned through some kind of capsule sent here, probably by smarter beings than myself. And I learned everything on my own. I had android parents, but when I first discovered that they were android, I was only 6 years old. That's for another time. Thanks for listening, everybody.